This is Angie Thomas, the undeniable vixen, Tony's number one nemesis. You are listening to Modern Grooves and Beats.
It's your boy, Cool Tony D, hanging out. JW, Jerry, Richard, ATS,
Modern Grooves and Beats. We are in episode 108 here in the brand new year of 2022. You know, happy new year to everyone. We hope that you had a good New Year's Eve, even if you were apart from other friends. Hope you found some ways to kind of enjoy yourself during New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. 2022. It still feels like 2021, though, Jerry.
Well.
But maybe because it's still early into the new year. So it's pretty weird. Like, it was so damn warm. I heard it was warm down there for Christmas. It was warm up here in Arkansas. So I know January and February, that's when the cold weather starts kind of creeping around.
Yeah.
And like, you know, sometimes you kind of want that cold weather for actual Christmas. So now that the New Year is here, like, okay, now cold weather's about to come. At least for me, that's how I'm thinking. I'm like, now where's that damn ice storm at? Hurry up and get here. Like, come on, let's get this shit over with so we can get to spring. But I ain't going to rush it. I'm just happy that 2021 is closed out. 2022 is here. And we got some good things coming up on Modern Brews and Beats in 2022, Jerry.
Most definitely. So excited about it. Now, I mean, did you get any kind of beers over the New Year's, or did you get anything that you...
Yeah, popping bottles left and right, Jerry. cheap bottles.
I know, that's right.
Cheap bottles. So I broke in the New Year's with the wifey, just kind of watched those little New Year's specials. Is it still called Dick Clark's New Year's Eve?
Yeah, it's still Dick Clark's.
Dick Clark's Ryan Seacrest takeover New Year's Eve.
Well, essentially it is that, but it's still called like that's a part of the name now. Dick Clark's New Year's Eve, or Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve, or something like that. And it's hosted, you know. In fact, it was between that and the New Year's Eve with Miley and old dude. I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So just kind of going back and forth on that. Actually, usually what we end up doing on New Year's Eve is a karaoke night. So it's a fun time to do karaoke. And last year, because we couldn't really gather, we had friends on... What's the thing for Google? It's not Zoom, but it's the Google version of it. I can't think of it right now, but basically...
It starts with an S.
So we basically had friends on that, so we actually just watch each other sing songs in their own living room and stuff like that. You know, it's different, but hey, you know, trying to find some way to have some fun through all the madness.
What's your go-to song?
Go-to song. When we do karaoke, a lot of people want me to do Sign Your Name by Terrence Trent D'Arby. I always end up doing...
I'm not against that. Okay.
Yeah. I always end up doing If I Ever Lose My Faith in You by Sting. And then after that, usually those are... I just try to play around some songs. Especially, that's when I realized that Stevie Wonder has a really strong tenor voice. Like, I mean, one time I had to perform All I Do on karaoke. And then one time, I remember when I was living in Houston years ago, performing with the band, I'm like, doggone, Stevie Wonder has a strong and high tenor voice. And I'm like, yikes, I cannot hit those notes with the same power that he does. And so even in karaoke, I'm like going, ooh, by the time the end of the song, I'm like, my throat is done. So yeah,
that's time funny.
To do breathing exercises.
So that's great. Well, yeah, I know this is episode 108.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a 108 reference.
Oh, okay. Bring it.
And I've been holding on to this one for a while. I knew we had to get to 108.
Yeah.
In 2016, the Chicago Cubs won the World Series for the first time in 108 years up to that point, dude. That was the longest championship drought in like sports here in America for any sports team, you know, for all the leagues. 108 freaking years, dude.
Nice.
Was the last time that they won. That's a long ass time, dude. I know Cowboy fans like myself, we complain. It's been, you know, it's been a good minute.
Mm-hmm,
but I don't know, Jerry, 108 years? That's a long time, man. I don't know if I'm going to be around for that one. I can't hold out for that one, man. So shout out to those Cubs fans who hung in there for most of their life. And right? They finally got one. And it's funny now that, like, I think in last year, they were, like, one of the worst teams in baseball. But, hey, at least they got that championship.
They got the championship. That's what it's all about. Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's my 108 reference, man.
I think on the for the Brews, for me, one of the things I had some more athletic, and I'm not doing dry January again, as I mentioned in 107. It's really more a matter of moderating how much beer I drink. But this is another one from their pilot program. This is a Thai IPA with coconut. Really, it gives me really a good hoppy flavor. I don't get as much coconut out of it, because sometimes when I think coconut, I'm thinking it's going to be sweet.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily a sweet beer. It just has a unique flavor to it. And it just tastes like a nice hoppy IPA to me. So that is from Athletic, the Thai IPA with coconut. It's one of their pilot program releases. So you'd probably only see this on their website. You wouldn't see this in the store. But that's one of the ones I'd probably give a shout out to for Brews.
Nice. Mm. Are you a coconut person, Jerry?
You know what? I can take coconut now. I used to really not like coconut. Like when I was a child, one of the things I never really cared for, like German chocolate cake with the coconut on it, because I just felt like it was just chewing and chewing and chewing. I'm like, I can't get this coconut out of my mouth. But now I like it. But coconut, like vanilla, hits me in different ways depending on the beer.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes, sometimes I like it and sometimes I don't.
And one of my favorite like Sonic drinks is the Ocean Water. It has coconut flavor in it.
Mm,
but I hate regular coconut. Like, ugh. Can't stand it, dude. Can't stand it, man.
Any new tunes that flipped into your ears over the New Year's holiday?
So I lately, dude, I became a big fan. I heard it on the radio a few days back. And it's He's actually coming to Little Rock later in 2022 here.
Mm-hmm.
Elton John.
Oh, okay. All right.
I heard his new track he has with, who is it? What's her name? The song is called Cold Heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very up-tempo dance song. They do a little Rocket Man part chorus in there a little bit. Badass song, Cold Heart, dude. I really enjoy the hell out of this song. So I kind of just been jamming this for the last few days as my, like, up-tempo. The track reminds me of a lot of, like, a George Michael track, dude. Like, I'm waiting for him to, like, bust in a verse in there or something. But badass track, so check out Cold Heart whenever you guys get a chance. That's kind of just been my jam for the last few days.
Cool. I was talking to one of our Modern Brews and Beats Day Ones recently, Tom Holmes, and he
shout out to Tom,
was,
man.
Yeah, shout out to Tom. We actually got a chance to, oh, and one of the things I didn't mention in episode 107 was our interview with Woody Bonds with Vine Street Brewing in Kansas. That's going to be coming up, and that should be opening up this year. So shout out to Woody Bonds for Vine Street Brewing, and I definitely look forward to having some of the beers there in Kansas City. But in talking with Tom, he mentioned a group that I had not heard in a while. So out of North Carolina, there was this funk outfit called DAG, right? Okay. And I remember their first album, Righteous, in 94, but I was really digging their follow-up album, Apartment 635, in 98. And Apartment 635, I mean, the funk level, they were kind of ha-ha-hee-hee-ing with it on Righteous. But come 98, they said, we're about to drench you into the funk. Okay. And it was really good. And I was like, okay, this is a solid record. Super Collider was probably my favorite track on that project. And I played the crap out of that. I was, you know, working in Houston at the time and just really loved that sound. And the lead vocalist also happened to be the bassist for the group. And I kind of have an affinity for bassists that also are lead vocals, like Sting and like Mark King of Level 42, Bootsy Collins, things like that. So that's just kind of a thing for me. And I've just kind of found that out. Like, oh, I really do kind of like, you know, when the bass player is holding down the groove, but also leading the vocals. So that's the group DAG. And you can find them anywhere on Spotify, YouTube Music. But definitely listen to their, listen to both albums, Righteous, but especially listen to Apartment 635. And they wrapped up around 99. So that was it. They all went into different things and had different creative directions. So we never got a chance to hear a third album from them. But that was something that was kind of on my mind musically, definitely as we flipped into the new year.
Right now, I'm going to be on the lookout for bass players who are also the lead vocalists.
There you go.
Yeah, I know what the group Crumbin, the bass player Laura Lee in that
group. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I know there you go.
Her and the guitarist Mark Spear, actually all of them sing, even the drum, DJ Johnson. But she'll get behind a lot of the vocals too, and she's the bassist of that group. So
that's right.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty freaking cool. I didn't know that was your thing, Jerry.
That's
pretty
you know.
Sweet, man.
You know, shout out to Tom. He brought that into my mind. I hadn't thought about DAG in a good minute, but I definitely was. It was on my playlist after that.
Right before the new year, my family and I, we went to the movie theaters. First time taking our kids to the theater, Jerry.
Really? Okay.
First time. So we were nervous as hell. I
can only imagine. Yeah.
Nervous, man. But we went to go see Sing 2. We're a big fan of Sing, the original Sing. It's a cartoon musical movie.
Yeah.
You know, Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, a lot of good talented actors and actresses do the voices of these characters. So part two came out, I think it was towards the end of December.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen part one literally a million times. We have it on DVD and we watch it over and over and over and over and over again, to the point to where even my 1 year old knows all of his favorite parts. He can't even talk fully yet, but he knows like certain songs, different high notes of the songs. Like, it's pretty crazy. So we went to go see Sing 2. And dude, it was a really good movie, man. I'm one of those dads now. I look forward to the kids' movies. And dude, nice. I enjoyed it. They sung their ass off in that movie. I enjoyed all the singing. Great stuff, man. The kids enjoyed it. The wife and I, we enjoyed it because both of them sat there like they'd been to a theater before. It's the craziest thing.
Wow. Oh wow.
Ate up all the damn popcorn.
That's
and drank
cool.
all my damn soda. But it was good. It was a good time, dude.
That's
even
awesome.
The one-year-old did a good job. He was in maze. Like, I know these characters. This is my movie. And he sat there and watched it all, dude. It was great.
Wow, that's too cool.
So we've been jamming the soundtrack on Spotify over the last few days. So that was their New Year's jam, the kids. So Sing 2 soundtrack.
Sweet.
But I'm glad in episode 107 we had the opportunity to highlight some of our favorite episodes. I look back at 2021 as far as interviews, highlights, episodes, different little events that we went to. But one thing we didn't jump into that I would love to, and I think it's a great way of starting off the new year. What were some of our favorite brews of 2021? And for me personally, when I look over my list, it kind of gives me I didn't do one for the prior year, but this gives me a good starting point to see, hey, I came a long way in this craft beer game. For a guy that used to have just a damn light beer palate,
yeah,
I put myself at a good intermediate level now, dude. I'm pretty advanced. I enjoyed I have a stout on my list, Jerry, and this is very rare for Cool Tony D to have a stout.
This is very rare. This is not, Cool Tony D is not usually, the stouts are not going to be high on his list. He enjoys them, but not high on the list.
This one is high on the list, and it's not really a countdown of a top little five list or whatever, but dude, this was a really good beer. So I wanted to highlight with you some of your favorite brews of 2021. Whether it's, and I would like to focus a little bit more on the beer, although we do talk coffee and other beverages, but let's highlight a few beers that we enjoyed this past year. And I'll let you go first. See what you got, Jerry.
So, I mean, I know one of the beers that I was really into this year was a collab that Spinex Brewing did with Celestial. And actually, two of the beers will probably be Spinex Brewing beers that are collabs with some of the existing breweries. And, you know, if you're just turning into Modern Brews and Beats for the first time, Spinex Brewing is based in the DFW area. It is a brewery in Planning. Definitely make sure you listen to episode 80 of Modern Brews and Beats to kind of get an introduction to Kumba Smith and the guys that are with Smittix Brewing. But I think the first one's going to be Modern Problems Require Modern Solutions. And this was an IPA that used two South African hops. Now, let me sit here and try to remember off the top of my head which ones those are, because I may struggle on that. But I know there were two South African hops that were used in that particular beer, and it was really good. I enjoyed it. So Modern Problems Require Modern Solutions. That's, again, a collab with Smittix Brewing and Celestial Beer Works.
Awesome. Awesome. Shout out to Smittix.
Yeah.
You know, one of my, I guess one of the, it's funny, I'm looking at the list, and I actually had two stouts on here, Jerry. Goodness gracious. I didn't step my game up.
All right now.
So one of the first ones, I'm actually going to highlight this one now, was a beer from Ozark Beer Company here in Arkansas. And the beer is called, Cream Stout. This is a really good, a really good beer, man. And this is one of the first stouts that I had earlier in the year, earlier in 2021, from Ozark. And what I liked about this, Jerry, it was really light, but it was a good body. Some chocolate notes, some coffee notes. I didn't feel, I think what really stood out to me, it wasn't heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm afraid of when it comes to like porters and stouts, the heaviness. But this was a really good, and maybe part of it is because I like cream soda, and yeah, it reminded me of a kind of a cream soda.
Nice.
But as a beer, dude, I really enjoyed it. It was only like a 5% alcohol by volume. It wasn't too bad at all. The IBUs were only like 25, maybe 30. I should have wrote that down in my notes. But dude, this was a solid brew from Ozark Beer Company. One of these days I'll make it to that actual beer brewery. I wish I knew what town. They are in Rogers, Arkansas. So that's up near Bentonville, where Bentonville and Fayetteville, up there close to the University of Arkansas. So shout out to those guys up there.
Yeah, for sure.
I may have had one of their brews at the Arkansas Brewers Guild beer festival. My wife and I went to, I really can't remember, but I've had a couple of brews from them that I really liked, but this cream stout really stood out to me. So that was one of my favorite brews of 2021.
Nice.
Another one of my favorite brews is, Angie's going to call me out on this one. Let's start the year off right, Angie. Don't just call me out on my odd muse love. Assembly Required, man. Their New England Hazy IPA, dude. One of my maybe I'm just a IPA. We love our IPAs, Jerry. But this is a good brew, man. And I know I always say I never had a bad beer from Odd Muse, but it's true. They make some really, Bobby makes some really, really fantastic brews over there. Had a little lemon zest in it, a little melon, but very crisp. I enjoy the hell out of it. I think it was a 4.9 alcohol by volume, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't hurt me too much. So back in the summertime, my family and I had the opportunity to go to Galveston Island. I love Galveston,
mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's just the low-key vibe. It's not something super-duper fancy. So while we were down there, we took a little family vacation with my parents, and I didn't get the opportunity to actually check out a beer brewery on the island, but I was able to go by one of the grocery stores there and pick up some brews. One of the brews that I picked up was Citra Mellow IPA from Galveston Island Brewing. This was a really good American style IPA, and it was perfect for a hot summer day. Although the time we went, it was kind of rainy down there.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't super duper hot. But dude, this was a solid, just a good solid crisp beer. My dad doesn't even like IPAs, and he enjoyed this beer. I think my dad really liked the 6.4 alcohol by volume. So a little, he felt it a little bit.
Yeah.
But dude, really good brew for, I think I bought an individual, so I let him have some of mine. But dude, it was just really, really good. So shout out to Galveston Island Brewing and Citra Mellow. If you ever get your hands on that, think of Cool Tony D. I need to get back down there and grab me some more of that for sure.
Very good. Very good. You know, you mentioned Odd Muse a little bit ago. I think another top favorite brew of mine for the year was a collab that Smittix did with Odd Muse, and it was called Cambrio, and it had cocoa nibs, chipotle. I like beers with a little bit of spice, and I enjoyed it because it was blended very well. You kind of had that sweet chocolate with just a little heat on the tail, and it's one that I wouldn't be, you know, wouldn't be mad if they brought it back. So Cambrio, which is Odd Muse, and Smittix.
Smittix getting the love of Modern Brews and Beats. Definitely, I need to get a hold of, you know what I did find, and I packed it up, and hopefully it's still good because I put it in the refrigerator. Is it the orange chocolate beer that he made with Din?
Oh, yeah, with Din County? County. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found it the other day. I was like, why haven't I drank this yet?
You've been sitting on some beers. I mean, you were telling me that one of the show, you were talking about that Martin House beer that you had, yeah, that was the spicy pickle. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
What are you waiting on?
I don't know, man. I think when I tap into my craft beer, I tap in and I backpedal out and I go back to just something, something normal, like a regular beer, like a... I'll go to a Modelo, or hell, even lately I've been drinking Busch Light just to reset the palate.
Busch Light.
So especially lately, man, I'll touch base with my craft, and then I'll backpedal out real fast because I don't want to like overdo it. I don't know why I'm in that mindset right now, but orange chocolate is sitting up there, man. I'm gonna drink it soon, Smitty. I promise you, man. I'm gonna drink it, bro.
All right, then.
I'm gonna drink it, man.
What else is on your list?
And now this next one is a beer that I believe it's one of the beers that I shared with you. I gave you one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It was from Norfolk Brewing Company, Easy Rider.
That's a good beer. That's a really good lager.
Yeah. Yeah, man. This is one of my top beers that I didn't discover in. I've had a couple other beers from Norfolk, but the Easy Riders one I got later in the year, and I gave you, I think, one or two of them. Really good lager, like you said, Jerry. It's very light. IBU's like 5. Dude, this was a really good, chill-ass, like, you can drink this beer all day, and you'll be all right kind of beer, man. So that was one of my, like, top beers for 2021, and of course I got one more, but I want you to go one more. I want you to go again, Jared, before I lay out the red carpet for my next one.
Top, I mean, I had a lot of really good beers in 2021, so trying to think of the one that really stood out that's in my head, and I have to give this one to Vector for Moonsmoke. Moonsmoke is a Lichtenhainer, and it, I'm so thankful that they're making smoke beers here, in town, that it's just crushable. So like 3.8% ABV, slightly tart smoked beer, really good. And I just enjoy the heck out of it. I mean, So yeah, Vector Brewing, if they have Moonsmoke on, get some for sure. Especially when it's fresh. When you get that fresh smoke and all, it's like, woohoo, do it. Do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next time I'm down the DF dub, I need to swing by Vector. For sure. So yeah, my last beer, my last brew that I had the opportunity to try in last month in December. It's actually a collaboration of one of my favorite coffee shop here in town that I'm in the local beer brewery that's here, and it's the Big Cup of Coffee Porter.
Nice.
From Point Remove Beer Brewery in Morrilton, Arkansas. All
right.
So if you guys follow me on IG, I post coffee and different lattes and stuff that I drink from Big Cup in my stories. I love them. They're great. It's a family-owned business. Great people over there. I'm over there all the time drinking their coffee. They have some good food over there as well. I always add my egg and avocado on my sandwich, so they kind of know me by that. But yeah, so Point Remove Beer Brewery, which, by the way, they have some really good brews that I need to get to you, Jerry. I need to get you some, or just hell, just come up here. I'll just take you over there. Solid brew. And again, it's not heavy, man. And I think that's the thing. I've always been just afraid of porters and stouts because maybe the ones that I've tried early on were just so heavy and it just felt like it just sat on me. But man, this was some good stuff. And I may be a fan of a coffee porter, man. I really am. I think I may just be, my palate is right now.
Well,
or maybe my palate wasn't wrong. It just needed to change a little bit.
Well,
this was a solid brew and I really enjoyed the hell out of it.
And it could be both. I mean, your palate's right, but also you found the right beer. I mean, some beers can be, the mouthfeel can be very heavy. And some beers are just crushable. Some of you, like, I can get into that, I can finish it, and I can drink it, and it just doesn't feel so heavy on me. So it really is a combination of both. Now that you are willing to taste the different things that are out there, I mean, yeah. And I know one of the things we talked about before with coffee, sometimes you don't care for a beer that's too coffee forward. And that may change as you continue to grow in what you like in beer. Because there may be some time when you go, okay, you know, this is a little bit more coffee forward. I know in episode 107, I talked about Frigid Underworld from Hop and Stain. You know, it's espresso stout. So it's going to be a little bit more coffee forward.
Correct.
But I feel that you dig that. I really do think if you like espresso, which you already know is going to be strong, you'd appreciate what it's giving. And it would still be very drinkable. You know, it's 8.9%. So it's not like super duper big, but it's, you know, bigger than probably what you normally do. So maybe it's a beer to share, but yeah, it's just a matter of your taste buds evolving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to that in 2022, man, just evolving more on the beer side, and, you know, just cause I still feel like I got a long way to go in beer, and I'll never be an expert. But I want to be an expert in stuff that I like.
Yes.
But in order for me to find out if I like it, I have to try it.
Of course.
I was able to break out of my shell, my craft beer shell a little bit in 2021. But I'm really looking to do that more here in 2022. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we talked about it many times on the show and in, you know, in personal talk, just you and I. Hopefully, if things die down with COVID and stuff, man.
Sure. Cause
it's holding, personally, it's holding me back from just getting out there and just trying, being able to try new stuff. So, you know, it's early in the year. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
The COVID thing seems to go in waves. It seems like we get a big peak. We get a lot of cases and they rise and then they dip down for a little while. So what you want to watch is when it dips down. And in that way, at that point, it might be a good time to kind of get out, get a few things done, and then get ready for the next wave. until it dips down. And then until the whole thing becomes a cold, right? Until the whole thing is something where you get the sniffles, maybe you get a sore throat, but you're not mm-hmm. dealing with being completely knocked on your butt.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, hell, me and you, I have some travel plans for not only me and my wife, but, hell, getting you up here, man, and, mm-hmm. you know, shooting over to Memphis if we could, or checking out the scene here in Central Arkansas. But we'll get around to it. No rush, man. As long as we're still able to do this wonderful show that we got here, Jerry, we'll everything's going to work out. Everything's going to work itself out.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You know, and as you try these new beers and these new experiences, where can people follow you on social so they can see you posting about them?
Absolutely, absolutely. So please follow me at KooTonyD. That's KooTonyD. I'm on Instagram, posting the beer pictures that my wife takes. Shout out to Back to Roots. And on Twitter, talking sports. You know, Cowboys are doing their thing, and I'm loving it. But I'm nervous as hell, Jerry.
We shall see. As hell.
We it's too good see. To be true right now, man. I can't believe what I'm seeing here.
Right, but, right.
I'm going to take it one game at a time. And I'm also on Spotify and SoundCloud. I don't forget about my SoundCloud. At KooTonyD. Check out those playlists on there, guys. And please follow me because I will follow you back and check out some of your playlists. I know I have Vector Brewing's playlist on my Spotify.
Nice.
Dive deep into the errors and see. Let me see if they really know what they're talking about on the music side. So I'll be the judge of that soon.
Shout out to Craig.
Yeah, shout out to Craig. Yeah, for sure. What about you, Jerry? Where can everyone follow you at?
So I'm talking beer mainly, and then, you know, maybe some food, some different things like that. But it's always at North Texas Beer. So NTX_beer. That's NTX_beer on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. You can also follow the podcast itself at Modern Brews and Beats, all one word, on Instagram, and or at M Brews Beats on Twitter. That's M, that's the letter M, Brews Beats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so, and we also want to let you know that you can see the show notes and any links and special things that we talk about in on the website ntxbeer.net. So you can go there and get all the show notes for each episode. Thank you for listening to Modern Brews and Beats, episode 108.
As Jerry always ends the show, always remember, if you had one too many of them things, call an Uber or a Lyft. Get home safe. We want to keep you around here as long as we can. And we don't want that the way for you to go out. So, again, thank you for listening to Modern Brews and Beats. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Modern Brews and Beats, a Metric Arts and Media production.